The state legislature appears poised to send legislation that would end the requirement that motorcycle riders in Michigan wear a helmet to the governor for his signature. But members of the Washtenaw County Medical Society hope it's not too late to change some legislators' minds. Cheryl Farmer is a doctor and former Ypsilanti mayor. She says repealing the law doesn't make sense on any level.
And I have said to people representing me in the legislature, you know, my job as a physician is to keep people from dying. And this is going to be, how do you feel about this being on your conscience, knowing that the statistics suggest there will be at least 60 additional deaths per year if you make this change? I'm kind of appalled, really, that they did it anyway.
Dr. Will Moyer is a University of Michigan emergency room physician. He says modern medicine's gotten pretty good at saving patients from life-threatening injuries.
The problem is that when your head is injured, there are a lot of downstream consequences in terms of need for rehabilitation and long-term care. And when you are not wearing a helmet and that energy is being transferred directly into your brain and causing injury that is potentially very lasting. I mean, we've seen it with NFL players who've had repeated head injuries. You know, the same sorts of principles can apply.
Dr. Moyer says when you injure the brain, you can end up with profound long-term disabilities. The organization behind the effort to repeal Michigan's motorcycle helmet law is ABATE, American Bikers Aimed Toward Education. Dave Pettit is regional coordinator for Region 14 of ABATE, which encompasses Washtenaw and Livingston counties. He says the repeal of the helmet law is about freedom of choice.
We're not against helmets, but we believe that it should be up to the rider to make the choice. Helmet laws of themselves do not seem to save lives. We've got a lot of data that shows that. Our motto is educate, don't legislate. Educate riders to ride safe, and car drivers to recognize the motorcycles out there is kind of a primary focus of ours.
One of the concerns opponents of repealing the helmet law cite is that insurance rates will go up to help pay for the care of riders injured in crashes where they're not wearing helmets. Pettit says that's nothing more than a misconception.
In every state that's repealed the helmet law, this has been proven not to be true. In fact, we have Senate testimony in front of a transportation committee by AAA's representatives admitting that rates would not go up for other drivers if they go down.
Pettit says data shows that fatalities involving motorcycles have also gone down in states around Michigan that have repealed their helmet laws. The legislation making its way toward the governor's desk would allow riders to stow their helmets if they buy additional insurance. Former Governor Jennifer Granholm twice vetoed similar legislation. Governor Rick Snyder seems more likely to sign the repeal if it's part of a broader insurance reform package that would address issues such as Michigan's no-fault insurance regulations. In the meantime, the Washtenaw County Medical Society is asking residents who support the helmet law to let their legislators and the governor know where they stand on the issue. Bob Eccles, WEMU News.